Here's another Postcard on the Prairie with Eliza Blue.
One night last week, the temperature was predicted to dip nearly to freezing with high winds and lashing rain. Hopefully the last truly cold weather of the season. My little flock of sheep is about halfway through lambing, so this wasn't good news. We tried herding everyone into the big barn, but there were two Shetland ewes who had just had their babies an hour or so before, and they didn't want to move. Rain was falling fast by then, and it was less than an hour until sunset. The two recalcitrant mamas were at the far end of the pasture, making the low, anxious grunts of new mothers. They fled as I approached. One of the ewes had twins, the second a single baby. I got one pair moving in the right direction, but my coaxing only made the other mother more frantic, and she ran in panicked circles. By this time, my coveralls and flannel coat were soaked through, and the gray twilight was overtaking us. So I scooped up one of the twins, and eventually the cries of the poor baby convinced the mother and remaining lamb to follow me across the pasture. It was actually pretty harrowing, but I concluded, all's well that ends well, and headed inside. I figured at least everyone would be warm and dry if a little discombobulated. Keeping them overnight in the barn, however, might have been the solution to one problem, but it was the creation of another. Somehow, in all the mayhem, the twins I had carried across the pasture ended up latching on to a different mother, who also happened to have twins. And the adopted mother was who she followed out to the pasture the next morning. We tried to get them sorted back correctly, but it was no use. And the adopted mother didn't have enough milk to raise triplets. The result? I've got another baby until she's old enough to go out grazing with the rest of the flock. Meanwhile, gardening season is upon us, so while I weed and prep beds, my little lamb snoozes and my human children play nearby. Sometimes a barn cat floats by to sun herself in the warm soil, and the sheep and milk cows graze in the long green pasture to the north. We've named the baby Star. I was thinking Stardust, so we could call her Dusty, but my son assured me, no, it's just Star. It suits her. She's our little star to wish upon, even if the wish is simply the splendor of another spring day just like the last.
You can find more work from Eliza Blue on her website, littlepastureonthepraire.com.